If we could bow our heads in prayer for a moment. Lord, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for this moment in time. Through all of history, Lord, that you have never missed a moment. That you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. That you were before the beginning and you'll be after the end, Lord. I want to thank you that you included us in this moment. I want to thank you, Lord, for every single believer throughout the world and all the body of believers. Because, Lord, every single one of them is your child. They're not your children, Lord. They are your child. That's how personal you have made this relationship with you, Lord. So we thank you for that. I pray, Lord, that you would speak through me, that you would give a message that you would want others to hear. And I thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have set before me this day because of your grace, because you are grace, Lord. So I commend this day and this time to you in the mighty, glorious, holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh. The message of my title today is Grace on the Mountaintop and Grace in the Valley. My main idea, it's really simple, but it's the greatest thing that ever has been, ever will be, and ever is going to be. Grace. Jesus on the cross, that's grace. What Jesus did for us, it's grace. The grace in that is that we are able to come to the Father through faith in the grace that he has bestowed upon us. There is always room for more grace. Always.
Yes, sir.
The last time I preached about Jesus and about the cross. And I kept pointing to the cross. I was holding my Bible up to the cross. On that cross was grace. Grace hung there in the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, our Father. He did that for us individually, personally, each one of us. I spoke of the thief beside Christ on the cross. In Luke 23, 42 and 43, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Grace, God's grace through his only begotten Son. The thief wasn't baptized. And please think about these next few things I'm going to say. Please think about these and let them resonate in your thoughts with the Lord. The thief wasn't baptized. A lot of times we're taught that we have to be baptized to be saved. We do not. Baptism is a public announcement that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But we are saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ because of the cross, because of his sacrifice, grace. The thief didn't go to church. Not a day. The thief didn't give services. He didn't proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, before I go any further, all these things are things that the Lord wants us to do. But they are not the way to salvation.
Amen.
They are works. Now, they are blessed works. They are the things that the Lord wants us to do because we are the branches and he is the vine. They point people to Jesus. But they are not the way to salvation. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ himself. Grace. Try and look, see who I want to pick on this morning. I'm going to pick Miss Alberta. Miss Alberta, I want to tell you about Jesus today. I want to tell you how Jesus saved my life. He saved my soul. I want to tell you how Jesus Christ and his grace gave me eternal life. Thank you. I only did that to show. The thief didn't get a chance to do that. The thief didn't get a chance to come down off of the cross and serve Jesus. He wasn't a disciple. He wasn't a missionary. He wasn't so many things that we think about that is so easy for humans to get wrapped up into, to think that we have to do things to be saved or to earn righteousness. That's not it. Jesus is it. I'm going to reiterate. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus. Grace. But yet because of grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, and Luke 23:43. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. God's grace through his only begotten Son. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how it's so hard, or actually so easy for humans. Y'all see me pointing at myself. It's so easy for humans to think that we have to work and we have to do things. My brother and my pastor, Dan Beatty, has taught me Jesus plus nothing. Jesus plus nothing is everything. And you know, I want to say, I pray that I never lose the nervousness that I have of getting up in front of people. I pray that I never lose that. Because that really gives me a joy to praise and to worship. It really does. I'm so thankful to the Lord for who he is in me and to me. Because of his grace. It's not because of my work up here. It's not because I'm wise. It's not because I'm articulate. Lord knows it's not because of any of those things. And I don't mean them in condemnation to myself. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What I mean is it's his grace.
Amen.
It's His grace and His love in me. And there is no other way. I wouldn't even be able to stand if it wasn't for His grace. I wouldn't be able to speak if it wasn't for His grace. And I could go on. I could write a book. No, I won't. But it's His grace that makes me able to do what He wants to bring to finish in my life. I'm going to try not to be too long today because I know we have a lot going on, so please bear with me. In Jeremiah 9:23, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the wealthy man in his riches, because those things can all be gone in a blink. It's by God's grace that we have strength. It's by God's grace that we have the financial abilities as He gives them. It's by God's grace that we have any ability whatsoever. So let's not ever boast in those things. Let's boast in the one thing that matters. The one thing that matters. Let's boast in Jesus Christ and the grace that He has set before us. I say that's a simple thing, but that's the greatest thing ever. Jesus Christ, the grace that is given through Him. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and not that of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so let no man boast, so that no man can boast. That's grace. The reason I picked these verses is because it shows the man on the cross that asked Jesus to remember him. It shows that it's by grace through faith we are saved. Not our works, none of that stuff. Not because I'm up here preaching. I ain't no better than nobody else. That's by God's grace. That's just where the Lord has me right now. If you guys are out on the street going to the grocery store and you're witnessing to somebody, you're preaching. You're witnessing. You're proclaiming the glory of God in Jesus Christ because of His grace. So there is no difference in any one of us. It's all from His grace. Now, I only have one other thing I want to speak of because I do want to keep my message short this morning. Death. Don't nobody like to talk about that. It hurts. It stings. It doesn't crush believers because we have hope in Jesus Christ through His grace. He comforts us. He gives us peace. Even though we weep, I have been weeping for Bill. Not for Bill, but because I miss Bill already. Pastor said it so well yesterday, a movie I love, Shawshank Redemption. I miss my friend. I didn't get to know Brother Bill like some others have. But my relationship with Bill was special. When he would look me in the eye and give me his attention, which, thank you, Lord, that man could do like nobody I've ever met in my life. And he would look at me. I remember the first time he said, I see Jesus in you. And I just looked at him, my eyes got big. I giggle when I say that because I know I'm a believer. I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior because of the grace of God. But sometimes people say stuff to you that make you go. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the life of Bill Newell. So tomorrow is the day that my first wife passed away many years ago. And I still miss her, though I am blessed beyond belief, though I am remarried to a beautiful, wonderful woman. And I'm going to stop right there because she's going to fuss with me later. But the Lord's grace brought me through that. The Lord's grace. When my first wife died, I didn't think I was going to make it. I talked to the Lord at the cemetery, and I sobbed. And my word for word, I asked him, I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? Whew. And he comforted me. His grace was upon me. His mercy was over me. I still had a drinking problem then. And he cured me from that. He healed me from that. He did that. His grace made me sober. I didn't do it. I didn't go to classes and poof, I'm healed. No, none of that. He healed me by his grace. He saved me by his grace from my sins. Because I'm a sinner. I'm not special because I'm up here. I'm a sinner. I was lost in my sins. He moved upon me and opened my eyes and had me call on his name by his grace. Amen. Am I saved? Not through my works, not through who I am, not through who I may be one day. I see you, baby. So as I was going over my message this morning, I was listening to a little bit of Billy Graham. And I love Billy Graham. There's a lot of pastors out there I love. If you preach Jesus Christ, it's hard for me not to listen to you. But it has to be about Jesus. No other way. If you preach about works, I'm hitting the door. And you can ask Pastor, first time I ever came here. Oh, so in the message I was listening to from Billy Graham this morning, he said, I am not fighting for victory. I am fighting in victory. I'm going to say that again. I am not fighting for victory. I am fighting in victory. We are already victorious in Jesus Christ. Every single one of you that has proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are saved. You're not saved by works. You're not saved by deeds. You are saved by the grace of God, who was willing to give his only begotten son. And not just give him by saying, okay, just believe in him. He let Jesus die an agonizing death on the cross, to be beaten and crushed in grace and love. So again, it's by grace that I am up here and by grace that we are saved. I'm finished. Thank you.